Now, we have access to a Hollywood superstar, Jack Black. Kung Fu Panda 4 is about to be released, and Jack Black is in town. Now, we did trust our junior senior producer, James Blake, with this task. James, you have failed in the past, and not just with Margot Robbie. We also gave you a chance to speak to Australia's most famous porn star, Angela White, and you asked her about her accountants.
Yeah, apparently that's going viral on Twitter at the moment.
Yeah.
So that's
it's
thing.
Not your strong suit, but we want you to get better. The task with this interview with Jack Black was we didn't actually give you a challenge. It was just, please don't muck it up. Like, stuff it up, please. Are you ready to play it? Can we hear what you did?
Yeah, I reckon I started strong.
Okay, here is our senior producer, the Nerdburger himself, James Blake, interviewing Hollywood superstar Jack Black.
Jack, lovely to meet you.
Great to meet you, James.
Good to have you. Firstly, congratulations. This is 16 years now that we've had Kung Fu Panda. So that's outlasted the Apollo space mission. That outlasts the Beatles. You've spanned 6 Aussie prime ministers.
Wow.
You've done pretty well.
I never thought of it that way, but you're right.
Does it make you feel old at all, or
no?
Is it more like a legacy kind of thing?
I feel like every year I become more like Poe.
Good one.
Especially my beard. Look at my beard, how perfectly color coordinated it is.
Well, salt and pepper. In fact, not only is it salt and pepper, but it is actually, it's got the spots that you...
It's got the stripes.
Yeah.
And I didn't do any dyeing. That's just natural Poe.
Good on you. Well, so around about 10 years since you did the last Kung Fu Panda movie.
Yeah.
Is it easy to slip right back into it? Is there a particular line that's getting you straight into it, or are you just always Poe?
It really just, yeah, it came very natural because I'm not really doing a voice. I'm not doing an accent. It's just me. It's just sort of a more youthful enthusiasm than the normal Jack. It's just like a little more childish and that spirit of fun and innocence, and it's just easy for me to tap into.
And we have seen you on the red carpet doing kung fu kicks as well, which for me is quite impressive. I'm 7 days into recovering from waking up in the wrong position.
Yeah, you still got a crick?
Yeah. I'm trying everything. I'm doing deep heat. I'm doing massage balls.
Bro, I've been there.
So, but how are you doing kung fu kicks and then walking away unscathed?
Weirdly, I think the kung fu kicks help my physicality.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think those things happen sometimes, and there's nothing for it. There's no massage. There's no painkillers. It's just time. It'll go. It'll pass.
I once did my neck out by like drying my hair too vigorously with a towel.
Yeah.
So I just me and Poe just are two different individuals.
Yeah, but I don't have any, knock on wood, kung fu related injuries so far in my life.
I've got to thank you. Because there was a really high-level meeting between our Prime Minister and the Chinese President a couple of months ago.
Oh, yeah.
And it was pretty high stakes.
Yeah.
And they broke the ice over Poe.
Really?
Yeah.
They did not.
No, they did.
Did they bring up the Kung Fu Panda?
Yeah.
Nice.
It reminded us of the fact that not all pandas are cute by relaying the Kung Fu Panda story as well.
He's saying that the Kung Fu Panda's not cute?
The Chinese President's saying that.
Oh, okay. I beg to differ.
Yeah, fair enough. I thought that was a weird one to go down. But
maybe something got lost in translation.
Fair enough. But from breaking that ice, tensions between our country have actually thawed a little bit.
Oh, really?
It's awesome.
I thought you were going to say they escalated.
No, that helped.
Thanks for having my back.
No, you've done a lot.
Any time that I can help facilitate world peace,
good on you.
I consider it an honor and a privilege. Yes. It wouldn't be the first time someone accused me of not being cute.
Yeah.
Believe me, just earlier today, actually.
I'm seeing a lot about you being quite sexy, though, on Twitter as well. So,
what?
Yeah.
Now that's a new one. Go on.
Yeah, well, if you search Jack Black sexy in Twitter... there's a lot of compliments. I think it's to do with the beard. And
eat your heart out, Justin Timberlake.
Take that, man.
Maybe somebody else is bringing sexy back.
Now, just before I wrap it up, you're coming to our home city of Melbourne in July.
Yes, I am.
Home of rock and roll. We've got ACDC Lane. Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers is from there. Is there anything?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's a Melbourne boy.
Flea.
Yeah.
That dude can slap at the bass.
He was at a aged care home a couple of weeks ago and just rocked it out in Melbourne. It was sick.
No one brings that energy.
Is there anything that we can get ready for you in Melbourne before you arrive?
Oh.
Roll out the red carpet.
I don't know. Maybe a little avocado toast. Nothing fancy.
We're the home of avocado toast.
Maybe just half. Maybe just half a slice of avocado toast. I don't need the whole thing.
Yeah.
Trying to cut down on the carbs.
Yeah.
But what else? I like a little dark chocolate.
Okay. 70% cocoa?
Nice little glass of red wine.
Okay. We do that as well.
Do you have that? Is that you? The Barolo? The Barossa?
The Barossa is South Australia. That's a damn shame.
Forget it.
You were doing well on the diplomatic front. And then damn. You just
why'd I open my fat mouth about the Barossa?
Jack Black, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Cheers.
He's brilliant. I mean, Jack Black, gosh, he's so likable, so lovable. James, not bad. A couple of things. At one point, I wasn't sure whether you were interviewing a Hollywood star or having an appointment with your osteo. That was weird.
I put my neck out drying my hair. Jack Black.
Then you got weirdly sleazy and called him sexy. I didn't even think he knew where that was heading.
You know what was weird about that? I thought maybe JB had read an article where it's like Jack Black, the new sexy man in Hollywood. He's like, if you put Jack Black sexy into Twitter, some of the stuff's great. You're like, why are you searching that? You weirdo.
No, I like to do an in-depth check. But what is nice?
I loved it. I was right.
Yeah, I loved it too.
I was in it.
Very good.
He was engaged. I feel that he warmed to you from the very start.
Do you reckon that was me or is that just...
I think it was your presence.
You're disarming.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, I am.
You are. You don't expect you to walk into a room.
Yeah. He might have looked at you like he wanted to eat you. You're a little tiny little thing you are.
To be fair, the people who were doing the junket before me were Fitzy and Whipper.
Oh, you're sweet then.
So I've walked in and I think he's gone, easy.
They would have cooked that.
Did he think you were lost?